Amen. Love the Lord. Say amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody. Amen. It's come out in the house of the Lord. We thank God for you. If you're visiting with us, we're just so glad to have you. And thank you for coming and worshiping with us here at Morning View. And so just a couple of announcements wanted to hit right quick. Like the youth will be going Friday, March 29th to Wednesday night youth. That come on Wednesday night, they'll be going to see the Passion Play. They'll be leaving the church at 5 o'clock. So if you need more information, see Brother Tommy Cooper or Emily Kemp on this. Don't forget the church Easter egg hunt will be Saturday, April the 13th. So mark this on your calendar. Starting next Sunday, March 31st and April the 7th, also be collecting plastic eggs filled with candy or prizes. You can bring these to the vestibule or fellowship hall. And your help in this is appreciated. See Brother Gary Ingram. Also, WMU is having a fundraiser. Wish for a specific dessert for Easter Sunday. Ask one of the WMU members for a donation of at least $10. Would that get me 3 red velvet cakes? That'd be worth $10. Yeah. Amen. For a donation of at least $10, see Sister Peggy Earwood or a WMU member with your request. And so remember that. Several other announcements in the bulletin. Please look at it. Get one before you leave today. So much to go over and carry. Let's remember all the prayer requests. There'll be much in prayer for my mom. She's doing a little bit better yesterday, they said, and so still remember her. Still remember all these. They're in the hospital. Be much in prayer for each and every one of them. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. Let's remember the Dan Casey family. Brother Dan Casey went on to be with the Lord this week. So let's remember that family in our prayers. Amen. So many others that's going through so much. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them today. Amen. No one else? Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our evening or morning. Well, I don't know where I'm at today. I'm just trying to take one day. Go ahead, Peggy. Remember all these. Amen. Brother Ricky, will you lead us?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here gathering your house one more time. Lord, we thank you for the salvation that you brought upon us, each one that's saved, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you get open hearts of those that haven't been saved, Lord. If there's one here that's lost from today, Lord, Lord, that today has been the day that comes turn their life over. Lord, we just pray and be with Brother Jeff and bring the message. And just bless this house, Lord, and bless those who have it and have not to give, Lord. Just use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom.
I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me. Oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, even there, you are with me. If I ascend up to heaven or make my bed below, I know your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was formed, you already knew my days. Lord, I have no secrets. You know every breath I take. My Emmanuel, you are with me. Oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, even there, you are with me. How precious are your thoughts. Oh God, they're always of me, more in number than the sand. Oh, how great your love must be. My Emmanuel, you are with me. Oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, even there, you are with me.
Stand in, 66. Just one way to the gate. My home may not look like a castle. My clothes may be lacking in style. And if you come and sit at my table, a meager supply you may find. And oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king, makes me a king. To me, I've everything, all that I need, all that I need is treasures unseen. Now my God made this world and all its beauty, and the things we enjoy every day. The secrets not in hidden possessions, but in loving God and serving Him each day. And oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king, makes me a king. To me, I've all that I need,
lower. And snares I have already come. Bless them, Lord. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter number 1, verse number 1. Jonah chapter number 1, verse number 1, reading through verse number 3. We can leave already, since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We appreciate you for coming. Good to see Miss Brenda back this morning. We certainly have missed her. Glad she's doing better. And others that have been out sick, good to see you. Amen. Back with us in the house of the Lord. Amen. Jonah chapter number 1, verse number 1, reading through verse number 3. Amen. The Bible said in Jonah chapter number 1, the Bible said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." Look at verse number 3. He said, "But Jonah rose up and flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." He may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, how, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, and I'll be able, how, Lord, get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize, how, Lord, that I'm nothing but your everything today, and how, Lord, without your holy guidance and your leadership today, how, Lord, it'd be nothing but a stammering tongue, Lord, as a speech. How, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll give us the wisdom and edification, how, Lord, of it today, God, and we'll bow and worship. Head. How, Lord, we'll give you the glory for it all. For it's in Jesus' that name we humbly pray. Amen and amen this morning. I want us to look now at very familiar scripture. We all know the story. Listen, if you've been to Sunday school any in your life, listen about Jonah and how he spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. Listen for disobeying God. Our neighbor today. But the Bible said, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. How the son of Amittai saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, have that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." Amen. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on, neighbor, just a little while, let me on this right here. When Christ steps in. Neighbor, when Christ steps in. Amen. Listen, there's times in our life, listen, when Christ has stepped in. Listen, there's times that I prayed. Listen, that he would step in. There's situations that we have found ourselves. Neighbor, in our life, when Christ has to step in. Amen. I listen, we find that here. I listen, the wickedness of Nineveh. I listen, there's not very lot about this city. I listen, we know it's a very large city. It's a capital city. I listen, but anyway, the sins of the city had caught the attention of God. Amen. I listen, neighbor, I'm going to tell you something. Anytime our sins catch the attention of God, he's going to step in. Amen. Neighbor, you can rest assured of that today. The Bible said that he called the prophet of Jonah. Listen, he told Jonah, said, listen, them people down there in Nineveh, listen, their sins has come up before me, and I want you to go down there. Listen, neighbor, there, and preach to them and tell them and repent of their sins today. Listen, we know the prophet Jonah, a prophet raised up in a Jewish tradition. And neighbor, today he lived in Jerusalem, about 600 miles away from Nineveh. Now, Jerusalem was a vast difference between Jerusalem and Nineveh. Jerusalem had laws and listen, had things like this that they abided by. A pretty good place to live in that day. Listen, Nineveh, in other words, listen, neighbor, was the complete opposite. They began to worship different idols and different gods. Listen, I remember when we were growing up as kids. Listen, there was places around Polk County. Listen, in Harrelson County. Listen, we won't call any definite destinations today. Somebody may live there. Listen, but Renee Mama would say, or Daddy would say, y'all don't go over to that side. Listen, of the county. Or listen, neighbor, I used to pastor over in Felton. I wasn't gonna say anywhere. Listen, but I used to pastor over in Felton. Listen, and Mama and them called that Sin City. You remember that, Ricky? Listen, neighbor, today, I tried to go over and clean it up, but there was nothing I could do. Listen, but Mama would say, you don't go that way. That Sin City. Listen, there. Amen. And that's what Nineveh was. Listen to the people of Jerusalem in that day. They said, you just don't go over there. They don't worship like we do. They don't act like we do. They're just living it up. They're partying. They're living a wild life. Listen, but anyway, listen, all this sin and all this simple living had caught the attention of God. Neighbor, today. So in other words, I want you to know, no matter where we're at, no matter where you go, neighbor, we disobey God. It catches his attention. Neighbor, so we see here, Nineveh was so bad of a place that God had to step in. Listen, he told Jonah, he said, I want you to go over there. He said, I want you to preach to them Ninevites. Listen and tell them to repent. We know the story how Jonah disobeyed God. And listen, neighbor, and went over and called himself a boat and began to flee unto Tarshish. Listen, the waves got bad. They threw him overboard. And he spent 3 days in the Whale Motel. Amen. Listen, neighbor, with the seaweed wrapped around him. Listen, he began to pray. God, the whale vomited him out upon dry land. And then, listen, Jonah went back and he preached to him. Listen, the Bible said they repented of their sins. And God, God did not destroy the city. Listen, he gave them leeway. He gave them an opportunity. Neighbor, today, but we also know later on them saying Ninevites, Brother Jimmy, didn't last very long. They began to go back in the same direction. And what happened? God wiped them off the planet. Listen, neighbor, I'm telling you. Listen, sometimes God has to step in. Listen, neighbor, today. And that's exactly what he did here in the days of Nineveh. Listen, three things that we see today. Neighbor, we got it. Well, be God being our helper. Listen, neighbor, we need to realize, neighbor, when God steps in, things begin to change. Do we know that? Neighbor, today, when God steps in, situations in our life begins to change. And I thought about three things today. And that would the Lord be in our helper. And listen, number one, and listen, is disobedience. When we're disobedient, and listen to God today, and never God steps in. Jesus and steps in when we are and disobedient. Christ will step in. And listen, how does he do that, preacher? After the spirit of conviction. And neighbor today, and listen, the Bible says he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, unto him it is sin. And listen, neighbor today, I used to think because I did that and it was wrong, or this was wrong, and then because mom and daddy and said it was wrong. And listen, but after I came at the age of accountability, I listen every day. Preacher, what age is that? That's the age when you know better. I listen and you know right from wrong. And every day, and when the Holy Spirit began to convict my heart, I listen, and he stepped into my life and he told me, that you're doing, or that you're trying to do, is a disobedience, a neighbor to me, amen. I listen, amen, the conviction that turns us to him. I listen, a disobedience today, I always, you can write her down, you can mark it on the calendar, a disobedience to God, I always has consequences, a neighbor today, the same way it did for the people of Nineveh, the same way it did in the days of Jonah. I listen here in the same way it did in Noah's day. I listen when they were disobedient, and they were all through the scripture, from Revelation back to Genesis. Brother Harold, we see every time people were disobedient under the Spirit of God, God stepped in. I'm telling you today, neighbor, in our personal life, when we're disobedient to the will and the call of God, and we ignore the Holy Spirit of God, and when he's trying to correct us and corral us, when we're disobedient under that spiritual calling, God always and always will step in.
Amen.
He'll always step in. Christ steps in. Amen. When we're disobedient, just like the Ninevites was disobedient, the Lord stepped in. And then we see the very prophet of Jonah. Jonah that went and he preached, and the Lord had told him what to do. What did he do? He was disobedient. He was disobedient. Hey, man, the Bible said he told him to go to Nineveh. The first thing that Jonah did was jump on a boat and head the other way. Amen. How many times in our personal lives when the Holy Spirit of God convicts us of something, instead of us running to Calvary and instead of us running to the Lord, we try to flee from it. We try to flee from it. But I want you to know something today, neighbor. There's not a mountain high enough to hide from God. There's not a valley low enough that you can hide from God. God knows where we're at. He knows every circumstance. He knows every situation that we face, we go through. But when we're disobedient from God, you can rest assured he will step in.
Amen.
He will step in sooner or later. When we're disobedient to the will of God, that's what I tell people all the time. You see them that have got out of fellowship with God and they're no longer going to church and they are living it up in the world and living their dreams and things like this, as they say, listen, neighbor, you can rest assured you're not of your own. And if we keep going down that same path, sooner or later, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit of God, will step in. He will step in. Amen. Our disobedience has consequences. And when the Lord steps in, it's a big difference. It's a big difference. Amen. It's just like I used Brother Cecil. If I was a kid and Brother Cecil said, hey, you need to behave, I'd take that, you know, and I took that growing up, and I'd try to straighten out. But when Daddy looked at me and said, boy, you better straighten up. Amen. I knew that straightened up had more consequences with it than coming from Brother Cecil.
Yeah.
Amen. So in other words, that's what I'm saying today. When we're disobedient to God, it's got consequences. It's got consequences. God has to step in sometimes when the situation gets so bad. He did it in Nineveh's day. He did it in all the other days. And you can rest assured he will not have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. If we keep going in the same direction we're going, our neighbor, he will step in. He will step in. You can rest assured of that. He will step in. Disobedient. Amen. Jonah spent 3 days and nights in the belly of a whale with a seaweed wrapped around his neck. Amen. In the bottom of the pits. He called it, I went to the pits of hell. Amen. Listen, death encamped around me. And all of this because God had to step in because of his disobedience. God has stepped in on my life and your life. We're disobedient to the Holy Spirit of God. But there's times that God has to step in, and there's times we have to ask him to step in. And there's also times that we have to allow him to step in. Number one, when we're disobedient, God's going to step in. God's going to step in sooner or later. You just can't keep going in the same direction and end up in a different place. And disobedience, when Christ steps in, it's to correct us. It's to corral us. It's to draw us back closer to him. I hope none of us ever have to spend 3 days in the bottom of a well. Amen. Preacher, do you believe that could still happen? It could. There's times in my life that I've been miserable for week after week and month after month because of the disobedience to God. So, hey, listen, he said obedience is better than sacrifice. We see here Jonah disobeyed God even after the Lord spoke to him and told him to go to Nineveh. He refused and disallowed it, and this is what happens. Then number two today. When we're disobedient, God will step in. When we're discouraged, number two, when we're discouraged, we need to allow Christ to step in. We need to allow Christ to step in. Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 9. Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 9. We need to, when we're discouraged, we need to allow Jesus Christ to step in. The Bible said, in Joshua 1 and 9, he said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Amen. Amen. Discouraged, allow Christ to step in to your circumstance. See, a lot of times we try to handle our circumstances on our own. We think we can do this within our own power, our own strength. We see all these things and we're surely looks like sometimes we're going under. Our circumstance began to overtake us and our circumstance began to overcome us. But if we'll just allow Jesus Christ to step in to our circumstance. He said, what? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'll knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will what? Open. He's standing outside, Brother Brian. But we've got to allow him to, we've got to open the door for him. We've got to open the door for him. Listen, I love Brother Brian and their sister Lisa, his wife. Man, they're a blessing to our church already. And Brother Brian's known me, amen, all my life. You're older than me, right, Brian? Okay. I've known Brother Brian just about all his life. And listen, I could go to his house and he'd tell me right now, you just walk on in, preacher. Amen. Most of you would say that, but you don't need to do that. Don't trust nobody. But anyway, if I went to Brother Brian's house and I knock on the door and he don't open it, I'm not going in. I'm not going in. One, that guy can shoot. Amen. I'm not going in. I'm not going in as an uninvited guest. And that's what the Lord is saying. The Lord's saying, I know you're going through these circumstances. I know you're facing all these things. But listen, I'm standing outside here at the door, but you got to open it up and allow me to come in. Just as just as God worked in the life of Jonah and the people of Nineveh, he'll work in my life and your life when we invite him in to our circumstance. See, he's standing there. God's not going to implode his life on you. He says, seek him and you shall find. Knock and it shall open. Listen, he said, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Discouraged. When we're discouraged, allow Christ to step into your circumstance. Why? Because he cares for you. He cares for you. Listen, we want to hold him a lot of times at a distance, don't we? We want to hold him at a distance. But we need to allow him to step in to our circumstance. See, a lot of times when we think of Christ, where do we think of him at? We think of him in heaven, don't we? Amen. We do, and that's where he's at. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. But he said, I'll come into your circumstance through the Spirit of God. And that's what the Comforter is. He said, listen, he told them, if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, he will come. Amen. Today, that's what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit wants to work within your circumstance. So we got to allow him to step into our life. We got to allow him to step into our life when we're discouraged. When we're discouraged, when we're disobedient, he's coming. When you're disobedient to God, you can rest assured he's coming. Just like he did the people of Nineveh, just like he did all throughout the Bible, he's not going to spare none. We're his children. Amen. We're his children. He's going to treat us like his children. Amen. Disobedience, when we disobey the gospel, Christ will step in and intervene in that situation. Why does he do that, preacher? Because he's never lost a one, and he's not going to lose you either. Number two, when we're discouraged, we got to realize he cares for you. But a lot of times we want to use Christ as a last resort. It's a last resort. It's like having a flat tire on the car and having a jack in the back. And you get out there and say, you know what? I know I got that jack in the back. But I can change this spare tire. I can change this flat tire on my own. And I'm out there and I'm trying to pick the car up. Amen. You know, and here I am trying to pick the car up and change the tire. You come by and say, what are you doing, preacher? I'm changing this tire. You got a jack? I don't need one. I don't need one. I can hold this car up with one hand, pull them lug bolts off with the other. I can change that. Don't that sound crazy? Don't that sound crazy? Don't it sound something like your preacher would try? That sounds plumb crazy. You know why? Because I got a jack in the back. That's the way a lot of times we do the Lord, Brother Brian. Amen. We've got Christ, and he's standing right here, and we're trying to, in this circumstance we are, we're in Brittany, we're trying to do it all ourselves, and Jesus is saying, hey, I'm the jack in the back. All you got to do is give me a try. Does that make any sense, Timmy? Or call Timmy Montgomery. He'll come help you. He has me. Especially if it's raining, pouring out rain, I call somebody. But disobedience will cause Christ to step in. But when we're discouraged, we got to allow him to come in. He knows you need help, but we got to say, hey, I need you. I need you. Amen. When Christ steps in, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. Number one, we see it when we're disobedient, when we're discouraged. Then number three today, not only for disobedience and discouragement, allow Christ, but even for direction. Direction. Times in my life when we need direction. We're going around in circles. You ever felt like your life just going around and around circles? It's like you've got yourself on a merry-go-round, and you're just going around and around, and you can't get off. You ever seen a dog that tries to catch his tail, and he's just going around and around and around and around? You ever wonder, what do you do if you ever caught it? But sometimes in life, that's the way we are. We're just going around and around in circles. And Brother James, God said, hey, all you got to do is ask me to step in. All you got to do is ask me to step in. Hey, I am more than a conqueror. I'm more than able to give you what you stand in need of in times of what you need. Times in life, we need direction. Direction. Listen, direction is the course you're going on. That's what direction. That's the course you're headed on. If you're headed to the right, that's the direction you're going. You're going to end up to the right. Amen. I picked the grand boys up from school the other day. You know, I do every day. And I don't know that. I hope it ain't no lunchroom ladies here today, but these boys don't eat lunch. They're starving to death time I pick them up. So the first thing they do when they get in the car, I say, love you, boys. Y'all have a good day. Yeah, we're eating. And they're expensive. But anyway, I had Kason and Ethan, and we went in the raceway. I found out that's a little bit cheaper. So went in the raceway, and we were standing there. And Brother Timmy, you would have loved this. Those times I go through things, I say, man, I wish Timmy Montgomery had been here. But I was standing there, and I was fixing to pay for it, Timmy. And this guy comes busting through the door. You know, nowadays, you don't know ducks, you what? He just come, Brittany, he just come barreling through there, knocked me out of the way, and I looked at him like, man, what's up with that? And, you know, I looked at him, and he got right in front of the cashier's face, and I didn't know what was fixing to happen. You know, we're living in Nineveh now. We're no longer in Jerusalem. But here, he come busting, he got up on the, got up right there at the cash register, and he said, where am I at? I looked at him, I said, boys, we better go. I looked at him, I said, hey, buddy, we're in Rockmart, Georgia. He said, Rockmart, Georgia? I said, look, this is it. It's as good as it gets. He said, what's that highway? I knew then he's in trouble. He said, I was going to Carrollton. I said, you got off the wrong exit. But he had no direction. And this man got back in the car and went somewhere. Ain't that a scary thought? I told Casey and Ethan, I said, sit here for 30 minutes. Give him a head start. But direction, man. Sometimes we find ourselves in our life, in our personal life, we don't even know where we're headed. We're just going round and around and around and around. Every time, I just can't seem to get off of this. And that's the way a lot of people with drug addictions, alcohol addictions, amen, different addictions of the world. Listen, every day, it's not that they don't want to get off of it. It's not that they don't know how to change. It's just they've got on this circle of living, and they're going around and around and around and around. And Jesus is saying, hey, I'm the answer to your problem. All you got to do is say, hey, step in. You take control of the wheel. You guide me and lead me wherever I may need to go today. Amen. When we allow Jesus to step in, he gives us the direction that we need for our life. Amen. He shows us where to put our foot down next. The Bible said Jonah went to Nineveh and he preached to them people. Man, what a sermon he must have preached. Everybody, from the highest king to the lowest maid, the Bible said, covered themselves in ashes, got in a sackcloth, knelt down before God, and began to cry out. And the Bible said God heard their prayers and he spared that city. I'm telling you today, when we allow Jesus to listen, he's no longer on the cross. He's no longer in the tomb. Jesus wants to be in your heart. And when we allow him in our heart and we allow him to step in, then is when we can have victory. Then is when we can have direction. Then is when we can have dependence upon something that shall not be moved. I listen every day. Thank God he said it will. I trust in him and lean upon him. He'd give us what we stand in need of today. But we must allow Jesus to step in to our life today. Amen. We must allow him to step into our life. If you're saved and you're being disobedient, it's going to get his attention. It's going to get his attention. Then number two, if you're hearing you're discouraged this morning, allow Jesus to come in. Allow him to step into your situation. Or if you're here today and you're just lost, you know, you're saved, but you just don't feel it. The sense of direction for your life seems like you have no purpose. You have no meaning. We've all been there. But he said, come unto me, all you that's heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Number one, disobedience. Number two, discouraged. And number three is direction. So whatever we stand in need of today, he's all we need. He's all we need. When Noah went into the boat, guess what? Christ went with him. When Daniel went into the lion's den, Christ went with him. When the three Hebrew children went into the fiery furnace, Christ went with him. There's not a storm you've ever been through or going through that Christ won't be right there with you. Amen. But we've got to ask him and allow him to step in. We've got to allow him to step in and be the pilot of our ship. Amen. We're going to ask him to stand together this morning. Brother Robbie comes with a verse of a song. We don't know your hearts, but if you're seeking that direction, you came to the right place. If you're discouraged this morning, you've come to the right place. If you're out of the will of God this morning, you've come to the right place. Why don't we just come and ask Jesus to step in to our life? He can make a difference while we got. To me. About it today.